The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Rav of Beis Medrash Teferes Eliezer of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire mesechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in this Mishnah discusses the concept of Sichas Chulin Shel Tamid HaChamim. We'll take the opportunity to at least do the Sicha part of that sentence and say a Dvar Machshava as a Hakdama to this Perek and a Hakdama to Sukkos in general. The Elia Zuta, the Pirush on the Levush in the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, brings the Lashon of the Rekeach that says the following: Pesach Tchilas HaKayetz, Sukkos Tchilas HaChorev, Kol Reishis LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pesach is the beginning of the summer, Sukkos is the beginning of the winter. Every beginning should be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we have to understand, what is the deeper meaning behind the words of the Rekeach? Is it just a warning, so to speak, to be ready for Avodas Hashem of the summer or the winter, or there is a certain inherent meaning to these times? I once heard from a Chasam Talmud Chacham that there is a concept of Mida Keneged Mida in Zman. Mida Keneged Mida in Zman means that if a person had done something at a certain time, that time becomes a mesugal dika time for that thing to be able to be performed again. Now this would seem like a concept far removed, and in fact I once saw from the Mashgiach of Nosson Vachplegel of Lakewood that he wrote that he was aware of a bachar that once embarrassed somebody else terribly in Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and every year at that time something would happen, some kind of unfortunate thing would happen to this fellow, and it was perceived as a mida keneged mida in zman, that a time is a mitzias, it's something real. There's a segula zman. Every time has a certain segula. Some people will tell you that certain times of the year are more mesugal for learning. Some Talmidei Chacham say bein hazman and by them is the best time for learning. They're able to learn by themselves. I believe that's what Reb Chaim Kanievsky said about himself. There's a school of zman that each thing has. In fact, we say in Baruch Sha'amar, Baruch Oisei Bereshis. How does a person be Oisei Bereshis? How do you make the beginning? How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a Bereshis? Bereshis is not a creation b'fnei atzmai. Now, the simple meaning of the tefillah would probably mean is that Hashem, who created in the beginning. But the words would sound also like Hashem created the beginning. And in fact, we could explain it to mean, according to the way it says in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that there is a creation of Zman, and Zman itself is a creation. Therefore, Hashem created this Reishis. Similarly, we say, Lasez Gedula L'Yaitza Bereishis. Hashem created this Bereishis, this beginning. And if you look in the Ramban and Sefer Bereishis and other places, they say this concept as well, that Zman is a creation in and of itself. And so it is possible to understand the words of the Rekeach, that Pesach is Tchilas HaKayetz, Sukkot is Tchilas HaChorev, Kol Reishis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person should make that these beginnings should be directed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will infuse this part of the year with this Kedusha, and it will also have the effect on the future. The Sefer Shari Tshuva writes that the Ikar Bechira of a person is in the beginning of a certain action. Why? Because afterwards we know mitzvah gereres mitzvah, aveir gereres aveira. So if mitzvah gereres mitzvah and aveir gereres aveira, so how does a person ever get out of the cycle? If a person, once he does a mitzvah, or Chas v'Shalom, once he would do an aveira, he would constantly be goyer another aveira, so how is he going to ever pull out of this constant cycle? So, the Sifrei Musar explained that for that there was a creation called Zman. Hashem created every day, times in the day. There's new hours, there's new days, there's new weeks, new months, new years. Person wakes up in the morning, he has a fresh start to his day, and he can put himself on the right path. Those are the times that a person has to choose to direct his actions. And this is what the Rekeach is saying, Kol Reishas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person should be Mesiatev al Derech Toiv, should set himself up on the right path. This way, the cycle will be a constructive cycle, and he'll be able to build on that and keep on building until he has a successful summer, a successful winter of Avodas Hashem. Now, there is a very interesting segula that is brought down in the name of Reb Zundel Misalant, which it is said that he had it in the Kabbalah from the Gra, that every day when a person wakes up in the morning, he should accept on himself the oil of Torah, the yoke of Torah, and he should say, I'm accepting on myself, Hareini Mekabel Atzmi Ol Torah Hayoyim B'li Nedar. He should say that he's accepting on himself the Ol Torah, the yoke of Torah. Because when a person accepts on himself the yoke of Torah, he has a haftacha, Reb Zundel said, that he will not have any hezek happen to him the whole day. It is possible that that's the explanation. The explanation is because he's creating this cycle of mitzvah that's going to be throughout the day. Therefore, he's going to generate this positive state of this positive matzah where he's constantly involved in Torah and mitzvahs, and there's no greater shmir than Torah and mitzvahs. So therefore, a person should try to grab onto the reishis to the beginning to make sure that it is strong and solid beginning. The mitzvah of sukkah is very interesting in many ways. One of the ways is that the mitzvah, it has in it, built in it, room to actually enlarge the mitzvah. The Rambam writes that even though there's no chiv, lishtois mayim b'sukkah, to drink water in the sukkah, mikol makom ha'oisakein ha'rezim meshubach, someone who does this is praiseworthy. There was once a fellow who asked the Brisker Rav, what does it mean ha'rezim meshubach? He is praiseworthy. Is it part of the mitzvah or is it not part of the mitzvah? If it's not part of the mitzvah, how does it apply to say ha'rezim meshubach? Would one say that if a person adds another few strings to his tzitzis that he's more meshubach? Obviously not, because that's not the mitzvah of tzitzis. So why in the mitzvah of sukkah do we find that if a person adds on certain activities, he broadens the mitzvah by even being careful with certain things that are not necessarily included in the umbrella of the mitzvah, we find that the Rambam says, Hareza Meshubach. So the Brisker Rav answered a very big chiddush, and he said that the mitzvah of sukkah is different from all other mitzvahs. Shofar, if a person would blow more than the required amount of tkiyas, a person would not be yaitza any more the mitzvah. However, the mitzvah of sukkah, anything that a person adds to enhance this mitzvah, it gets broader and it's widened and it becomes even included in the mitzvah of sukkah. From here we see a great yisod. The mitzvah of sukkah is not just an actual performance of the mitzvah per se. It is the whole atmosphere and the whole ruach that a person creates for himself. A person is creating for himself, like the Rekeach says, the beginning of a process of Avodas Hashem for the winter time. This beginning, this process, has to be reviewed and incorporated and internalized into the person to be able to accompany him throughout these long months. Therefore, it is possible to say, based on the Brisker Rav, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended when he gave certain mitzvahs that are able to be sort of invested with more and more meaning to each person. A person who's careful with water in the sukkah. You find by the Dalad Minim, a person who holds the Dalad Minim, the more he holds them, the more he gets a mitzvah. We know Yakir Yushalayim would hold them all the time, and so on and so forth. Some people will never leave the sukkah at all throughout the whole sukkahs. In fact, it's probably the message of the Rekeach that we said before, that there's a certain segula to this time of the year. Now, we know that the famous medrash, everybody knows this medrash, that the Dalad Minim are connected four kinds of people. The Esrig is connected, someone who has Torah Ma'asim Tovim. The Lulav is connected, a person, the Lulav is someone that doesn't have a Tam, but it has, I'm sorry, doesn't have a Reich, doesn't have a Tam. Arava, it doesn't have a Tam or a Reich. It's connected, someone who doesn't have Ma'asim Tovim or Torah. And we have to understand a very simple thing. It's really a cute Shiloh, but it brings out the point. If the person who has no Torah or Ma'asim Tovim is represented by the Arava, which has no Tam or Reach, so why do we take an Arava at all? Why don't we take a stone? Take some inanimate object. What's the significance of taking a growing plant? The answer can be said that a person has to at least be someone that's willing to grow. In order to be included in the group of Arba Minim, if he's going to be a total stone without any feelings, that was never included in the group of four Minim. It has to be the kind of person, he might not have at this time Torah or Ma'asim Tovim, but at least he seeks to reach the level where he will have at some point Torah or Ma'asim Tovim. He seeks to grow. He seeks to increase his Avodas Hashem. That's the message of Sukkos. As much as you can incorporate into your mitzvah of Sukkos, into your Dalad Minim, more and more meaning and more effort to grow, that will help you reach the intended purpose of the mitzvah and will create that a person should be able to reach Avodas Hashem. We know the famous pasuk in Tehillim, Al tira ki yasher ish ki yirbe kuvayt beisoy, ki loy b'moysi yikach hakoil, lo yered achar ob kuvaydoy. A person should not fear if he sees other people becoming rich, becoming successful, because at the end of the day, after the person leaves the world, after 120 years, lo yered achar ob kuvaydoy, he does not take with him any of these things. And the Mizmor Tehillim ends off with the following words, Adam b'yikar v'lo yovin, nimshal k'behemus nidmu. A person has tremendous yikar, tremendous value, v'lo yovin, and he doesn't appreciate that. Nimshal k'behemus nidmu, therefore, he would be comparable to an animal. The question is, what's the hemshech of the psukim? What's the flow of the psukim? What is the fact that a person is not going, lo yered achar k'vaydoi, have anything to do with the fact that he has a lot of value? The answer is very, very simple. David HaMelech is telling us in Tehillim that we're brought up thinking that success is measured by riches, is measured by all kinds of extraneous things. We view that as a person who has value. Value to us is a person who's always busy, who's always doing things, always creating what the business is and expanding on and on and on. Now, obviously, yes, Rebbe Mechabes Ashirin, there is a chashivas to that. However, the Tavra Melch is telling us that the true and ultimate chashiva, the true and ultimate importance of something, is the person's inherent value that he himself has. Every person has inherent value. A person should always say, the world was created for me. Rashi, on the pasuk of Adam v'yikar v'layovin, explains that what is this inherent value that the person has? Rashi says, Rashi's lashon is that a person has so much yikar, Adam v'yikar v'layovin, derech hachayim nesuna lefanav, if a person has in front of him the path to life, this is the yikar of a person. She'im yelech ba, if he will walk in this path, harei nechbav, he'll be honored. Einoy mevin esatoy. He does not understand the good. Adkan Lashon Rashi. Rashi HaKadosh is teaching us an unbelievable and very deep thing, which is really what David HaMelech's message is over here in the Mizmor and Tehillim. The Psukim had said before, Al tira ki yasher ish ki yirbe kuvayt beisoy. Kuvayt beisoy, honor. Ki loyvi maisi yikach hakar lo yered achar kuvaytoy. Again, honor. That's the person's misunderstanding. He thinks that honor is the true honor. Rashi says, no. What is the true yikar, the true value? That's the true value. However, unfortunately, he does not appreciate that. The mitzvah of Sukkot is to go out of Ediris Kvah, to go out of the permanent houses which we ascribe in our perception of life as the most important possession a person owns, and to enter a dearest array, a temporary structure. This temporary structure is not just a mitzvah in and of itself, it's the message that the structure carries with it. And the message is the message that Rashi says, that the true covenant and the true honor that a person has is in his pocket already. He has it in his pocket. Derech ha'chayim nesun lufana, she'en yelech ba harei nechba. Sukkot is coming to tell us how to be Maven Esatayv, how to understand the good. When we walk out of all our connections to the world, and we sit just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Tzilut Mem Nusa, and we think to ourselves, what do I actually really have with me right now? I only have what Rashi says. Derech HaChayim Nesun Lofonov, I have in front of me the path of life. I was privileged to have the path of life given to me. I once heard a beautiful vart with the Matisyel, from Matisyel Salomon, and with this we will end. Matisyel Salomon says, when a person gets up in the morning and he says, "V'ani v'roiv chastucha avay beisecha," and I, with your great chesed, I come into your house, Hashem. What is the great chesed that we're referring to? Says Matisyel Salomon, Shlita, the Mashgiach of Lakewood, the great chesed is that you, Hashem, created me a yid. You created me a frum yid. I even know that there's such a thing called a shul that you come to daven every day. I wasn't created some kind of person who was born in some tribe somewhere that I have no concept at all of what the purpose of this world is. You chose me to be born. You gave my neshama into a Jewish body. I'm a yid. It's a yiddish neshama. And I have a purpose. Everything that I do has meaning. That's a tremendous, tremendous chesed. How many people, unfortunately, even from the Jewish people themselves, will never, ever understand what they have and what they were given. But ani, however, myself, b'roif chastacha v'beisecha, I come into your house, Hashem, eshtacha v'alecha katshacha v'yosecha, and I bow to you and I thank you for the tremendous chesed. May we be zeichet to take the message of Sukkot with us and to begin our winter, like the Rekech says, and not only the winter, every mitzvah that we do should be a connection one to the other. Like we said in the beginning, that Zman has an effect, and it's mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Every day we're given an opportunity to make a new aschala, every week, every month. And with that, we should be zoicha, to merit to achieve true greatness of Avodas Hashem, and bring Mashiach Zukeinu b'meir b'yameinu.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.